Great to see everybody here. Very good day of practice. Had an in-season Wednesday plus, since we're still in training camp, full pads, very spirited, very physical, on-point practice. I was real happy with the guys. I think we got better today. And we had a special treat. We had Double J here. He was here checking out the new number 95, you know, the old number 95, and the new number 95. And they'll get a chance to watch some film, I think, together. I know T-Rob, you know, really has a lot of respect for Jared's game. So it's great to have him here, and we welcome all the old players back. The tradition, the standard that they set of excellence, I think is something that our guys respect and they strive for, and they even want to, you know, they even want to raise the bar. So it's good to have Jarrett back. What question do you have?
Who's better, the old 95 or the new 95?
Well, we're going to find out. You know, we got T-Rob still got out to prove. He's not there yet. That's true. When he hits one of those inside shovels past screens like Double J did against Pittsburgh, against Hines Ward. Remember that one?
Yep.
Huh, Mike?
Yep.
Then we'll put him in that category at that point.
You haven't had any similar practice exchanges with T-Rob.
Yeah, you can't even imagine that, right? No, T-Rob would never in a million years. That's a great story. We'll all be sitting around telling that one again for many years. I'm sure the fans would be happy to hear that at some point. I thought we were going to get in a fight. That's a story for another time.
Yeah. This might be a little early in the week to say, but sometimes in the third preseason game, as far as quarterback, you've gone with the number three guy for the whole game. Have you thought about maybe the whole game for Demlier, or do you think it you might play?
No, I think it'll be more similar to what we did this last game.
Okay.
And go ahead and get Cooper those reps, get him ready for the regular season, because that's, you know, this will be his last opportunity, you know, for a while. But he wants those reps, I know for sure. So that's probably the way we'll go, but we still have a whole week to decide.
John, there's obviously a lot of outside interest in formulating the 53-man roster over the next week. I think a lot of outside focus tends to be on how a player contributes offensively or defensively, but how challenging is that puzzle of trying to balance, you know, some long-term upside potential for what they do with their position group, but also, you know, special teams and how important they have to fit in that way?
Well, it's a big part of it because you're going to go play games, you know, and your roster needs to fill roles. There are roles that need to be fulfilled in the game at a high level, not just a guy out there playing a position or doing something. He's got to do it at a winning plus level. He's got to do it at a championship level even. And so you need everybody in that role. Whenever any of us, all of us watch the game, if we're fans of the Ravens, we want to see, you know, that guy playing that position really well, whether it's a nickel corner or whether it's a punt protection left guard or a kickoff cover. L4, we need that guy playing at the highest championship level. So you've got to factor what actually happens in the game because, you know, the future is now. I think George Allen said that. Is that right? The future is now. And you got to get ready to play the games now. So that's a big part of it.
John, a few months of watching him, he is Peebles now. He's not built like your average interior defensive lineman.
Well, like your average Raven interior defensive lineman, right, Pete?
Correct. But he is, and he continues to just flash. That's what do you see out of him, the growth that he's seen?
I see the same thing you see. I mean, it's just he flashes, he's quick. He gives us a little bit of a change of speed pitch. Maybe I don't know, maybe it's a fastball, maybe it's with movement. I mean, he's quick in there. We've always had the big, powerful defensive linemen, but when we saw him on tape, we liked him. And then he was still there, you know, in the sixth round. It's like maybe he doesn't fit the prototype Raven defensive lineman of the past, but we've got those guys still. But here's a guy that can give us something a little different that we haven't had. And I know we're all excited about that.
Is he a guy who's been maybe like a pleasant surprise, just how he's been able to impact?
Who's that?
Is Peebles the kind of guy who's been maybe a pleasant surprise, just how quickly he's been able to make an impact in two preseason games?
Well, he, you know, I think we all expect him to come out and practice and play like this. I mean, you never know. I mean, he still has a lot to prove. He hasn't played a regular season game yet, but he will. And I expect him to play at a really high level. I mean, I think he's a really good player. We all do. And, you know, he's gonna be out there, so he's going to have to. He's going to have to do it, you know, and he's preparing now to do that.
John, you've been looking at these guys all summer. How important is this week in this game when it comes to finalizing the roster?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, and it's finalizing the roster as far as who's on it for sure. A lot of things are determined, you know. We certainly want to stay healthy. That's a big part of it too. But also spots to a degree, but also roles. To a degree, you know, who's going to be active, who's going to be playing these different roles in these different special teams or packages, or who's going to rotate in at different positions. And then the practice squad is really up for major competition as well. Guys to be on the practice squad, because the practice squad is part of our team. We look at that as making the team. So all those opportunities are there for guys. Well, I think, you know, you've watched, you know, pretty much all camp. You see a lot of outside lane throws in camp, and it's definitely something that it's important for us to be able to do every level down the field. And even as you saw a lot of the sideline sail inside out breaking type routes toward the sideline, because, you know, with our offense, people are going to have to commit people in there to stop the run and to stop, you know, the quick passing game and Lamar, you know. So when they do that, you know, then maybe they'll say, well, you know what, make them throw the ball out there. And we'd like to be able to say, hey, we really want to do that. That's fine with us. So that's what we're working on. One of the things we're working on.
John, Derrick Henry, if you guys have a typical Derrick Henry year, he's practically top 10 all-time rushing this year. Where do you think, I mean, you've been with him for a couple of years. I mean, when do you think it's all said and done? I mean, where do you think he'll stack up among the all-time greats?
I mean, that's a tough question for, you know, I'm kind of haven't done my stack on that yet, but but I can, I guess. I'm kind of a Jim Brown guy. You know, I probably put Jim Brown at the top for me. You know, Sanders and who else? Who else would be in that list?
Walter Payton.
Oh my gosh, Walter Payton. How do you do it? You know, Dickerson. How do you do it? There's so many greats, but in my mind, I think Derrick Henry is in that category. I put him in that category with those guys. You know, and I know he still feels like he's got a ton to prove, and I want him to prove a ton because he's with the Ravens. You know, so I think it's time for him to have. He has a long way to go in my mind. You know, he's got a lot of work to do. Okay, I'm gonna let him know that. So let's get some work done here. Let's get some yards stacked up over the next few years. Okay, then he'll be the very best. How about that? Think that'll motivate him?
I think so. Yeah.
John, you from Denison a little bit. Just kind of, I think he's in year two right now. Just kind of, what have you seen him bring? High energy guy out here at practice. Dennis Johnson.
Oh, Dennis Johnson. Yeah.
High here at practice.
I say high energy is a very apt description. You know, he brings it every single day. He's like that. That's how he is all the time. He's like that in the meeting. He's like that on the practice field. He's like that at lunch, dinner. You know, in his office by himself, he's like that. You know, he just brings it all the time. And I think the players really appreciate that and reflect it. So many times, you know, your players will reflect the personality of their coach. You know, and you got to have that in the D-line. I mean, it's such a battle in there. It's just so chaotic. It's crazy, you know, the fight that goes on in the trenches in football. And you got to be bringing it every play. You know, there's a lot of – it's controlled violence. You know, it's football violence, but it's very violent. And I think Dennis does a great job of kind of making that important and then teaching the guys how to do it effectively, really more than anything. And the energy is important, but it's got to be directed in a really effective way. And he's a great teacher that way.
John, two more. John, you pretty much settled with the offensive line that we've seen. That's been the expect, you know, for week one.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll be working on that, and then those guys' cohesiveness, and then who the extra alignment is, and then how we work the backup rotational spots, and who's going to be active, those kind of things. And also, I'd say the nine too is a little bit up in the air in flux right now. You know, which I'd say we got the five. You know, now what's the nine if we keep nine? Do you keep 10? You know, it's hard to do, but we have 10 worthy guys for sure. And then the practice squad guys are all kind of up in the air right now.
John, we saw Malik Hanley leave a little bit early. Is anything you can share on that?
Yeah, he's okay. I didn't get any report on that, so I think he's probably okay. All right, great.